Connecticut paid thousands of dollars to upgrade the old train cars that it leased from Massachusetts to revive the Hartford Rail Line. Now Massachusetts wants them back. WSHU's Cassandra Basler explains.
The train service between New Haven and Springfield almost didn't launch on time in 2018. Connecticut lacked the cash to buy new rail cars, so the state leased 30-year-old cars from Massachusetts instead. Joseph Giletti says that lease is coming up. He's commissioner of Connecticut's Department of Transportation.
We've got a good relationship with Massachusetts. They understand, but they're also in a position that, you know, they don't want to extend their lease on the cars because they have a need for it.
Giletti says he's shopping options to get rail cars elsewhere. When the old Massachusetts cars first launched, passengers on the Hartford line couldn't use the bathrooms aboard. The CTDOT locked them after complaints they were not accessible under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The DOT eventually unlocked the bathrooms while it paid to retrofit the cars with modern facilities. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.